Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Man, y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. Y'all switch guys, switch guys, switch guys. I'm fuck with a lot of these niggas.
Out of the town, might slide through the fifth.
Yeah.
Cruise down west, might slide through the sixth.
Six.
Take you out the water, you will turn into a fish.
Fish.
Put you on a scale,
yeah.
Tell you what
yeah.
you is, yeah. motherfucker. You lie.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about two lies.
Yeah.
Might hit you with the new light.
Yeah.
Telling me it's too bright.
Yeah.
No fish.
Gotta say, say what you gotta say. I say you work and you work. I say you work and you work. I pray for them all for now, forever. The worst getting better. I know that they lost. You knew I was winning. The tense was never speaking through sentences. Answer the questions. Why must I prove that this all is a blessing? What will they think if I even nod? How will they learn if I stop giving lessons? You gotta respect. You gotta accept. Don't make it hard to be smarter. Digest it with ease. Believe what you see. Don't second guess what you started. That's just a typical truth. That can mean critical news. That can mean sudden to change. Depend on the signs you chose. I got cities counting on. I got people counting on. Numbers going up. The real, double XL, summer 16, freshman cover, YME, TME, frontline nigga, gotta mean cut. Really didn't see it coming. This is way, way dead. This I know he dead. Tell him yes, I did. Keep it real, no cams. From the start, I finish. From the heart, I finish. Bright mind, I finish.
You know just what to say every time you were from. Whenever you were from, you can have it your way anytime you were from. Whenever you were from, say what you gotta say. I say what I gotta say. Don't listen to what they say. I see you work. I gotta say, you know what you gotta say. Don't listen to what they say. I see you work and you work. I see you work and you work. Say what you gotta say. I say what I gotta say. Don't listen to what they say. I see you work. I'll admit, I have an addiction. I might need a prescription. There's a chance that I'm tripping. There's no excuses when you try and try. You never know what you got by your side until it's too late sometime. You gotta take some time. Don't let nobody change your mind. They don't wanna see you living, don't wanna see you get. Always in your business, always got something to say that only make you bigger. What makes you strong? That's the bigger picture. Gave the game a little touch, I knew that they were feeling.
Really did shit coming, this is way, way dead. This I know he did, tell him yes I did. Keep it real, no kidding. From the start I finish, from the heart I finish. Bright mind, dark bitch.
You know just what to say every time you were from. Whenever you were from, you can have it your way anytime you were from. Whenever you were from, say what you gotta say. I say what I gotta say. Don't listen to what they say. I see you work. I gotta say, you know what you gotta say. Don't listen to what they say. I see you work and you work. I say you work and you work. Say what you gotta say. I say what I gotta say. Don't listen to what they say. I say you work.
Yeah, I got it figured out. All right. Showing off, showing love. Another episode of Philly Shine Radio. Just getting settled in on this hot day. Like, it's hot everywhere. I was talking to my homie, like, living in Texas. And, like, Texas is real hot. Like, real, real hot. Philly's real hot. And it's not going to stop, so might as well just enjoy it and go with it. I wonder how hot it is down south with my girl Stormy. Yo, Stormy. Welcome back,
boo. What's up, boo? Oh, it is humid down here. It is so hot and sticky.
It's hot. Yeah, it's like salty because this morning it was raining. And it felt kind of good. I was chilling. Then it just changed. I was like, oh, my goodness. I'm glad I got my umbrella. I was out there, like, beyond under the umbrella. It was real. So what is it? Mm-hmm. Like, it's the heat wave down here also?
It's in the 90s, but with the humidity, it still feels like, you know, about 100 down here, a little over 100. So.
It's like, yeah.
That humidity, like, you know, you can't breathe. Yeah. It's so thick here, like, you can see it in the air, and it's like you can't even breathe from the humidity.
No, not yet. We gotta figure that out. We did it the wrong way. Yo, no, up here is crazy. Then this Saturday, we're planning on having a cipher down at the station. Shout out to everybody at Black Columbia Radio. Repost and promote them, who's going to be on at 8 p.m. right after my show. But we're going to do the Black Aware Cypher with Murder Moves from New York. We'll have a whole bunch of fun.
the people from Philly. I'm just wearing a bikini and something over it a little bit. Not okay with taking pictures. I'm not even going to take pictures. I'm going to be just somewhere eating ice. Sitting in ice tub. Ice challenge day for me. Yeah, real rap is going to be the ice challenge on Saturday. It's going to be ice challenge. Matter of fact, I did say we should turn that joint into a water fight. Put some water guns out. Who got water guns? You got water guns, G? Looks like he was looking for a water gun. Niggas need water guns out in this bitch. Yeah, I wanna keep cool because it's real hot in the summertime. It don't stop. It's not going nowhere. Real rap. And today I have a special guest chilling, and I'm chilling in his building, and come chilling with my people, check him out today, which was not what I was planning on doing, but it's good that it turned out that way, because today was crazy a little bit, but still getting a chance to show love to my boy G-Stack, the wheelchair bully. Definitely will be real dope. You know, we play his music a lot. Everybody go crazy over that night. That's our shit. And of course, my new joint, Living for the Moment. Sometimes you gotta tell people, try and enjoy myself, because y'all can get fucked up at any given moment. Which brings us to our topic today. You know, who stabs you in the back first?
The most.
Oh, yeah. Did I say the most? Oh, yeah.
Yes, the most.
The most, first, second, all the time. Fucking apologizing ass niggas. No, we don't need all that. You can hear me okay, Stormy?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm doing the iPhone thing today. Shout out to Blog Talk. Always convenient to Orcas Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to my girl, Storm Pink World from New York. She coming to Philly. That's decent. And shout out to Stormy. Mm-hmm. You was looking good on Facebook. I had to share that picture. Wait till I send a picture of my joy. Gonna be real. What's up? Shout out to my boy Judah Priest. Where you at? Everybody on Instagram showing love. Big up to everybody checking out Philly Shine Radio. We definitely gonna get into some music. We're going to talk about who stabs you in the back the most. People get real serious. Definitely joining the show. Oh, you going to do it like that? I wonder how this going to stand.
I've already had people commenting on my topic questions, so they already hollering.
Yeah, I got some people who also sent me in some comments. So we're going to talk about that. I got some messages, DMs. I know my people are going to call in. Shout out to my girl Katrina. Matter of fact, can you and shout out to G Stack. Let me see if I can hear you real clear. You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, that's what's up. Oh, all right. That's so dope. Shout out to my boy G Stack in the building. You know, Stormy, of course, say hello. Are y'all both not gonna speak to each other? How y'all feel?
Hello. Hello.
What's up, Stormy?
What it do?
What's the problem, man? Ain't
y'all silly. What is y'all over here doing?
I think we were both sidetracked for a sec.
Yeah, I was lunching.
There you go.
No,
so we got this.
Cool.
We got this.
I just had some lunch. It was delicious. I'm not even going to get into it. It was so delicious.
Oh, it was. Oh, yeah, delicious.
It's cool. Yeah, I might use a couple words over and over again because spice rum helps when you're angry. And no, I didn't mean to be angry today, but people be fucking shit up. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to stabbed in the back. Dude, I'm not the person to get revenge, though, which is so funny, though, how people just, like, real corny. And it'd be family first, yo. time to be family, man.
I gotta say on everything though, my family ain't never crossed me before a friend. I do got to say that. My family been 100 my whole life.
But yeah, that's what's up. No, I mean, like, my immediate family, they're good. You know, sister's the best ever. Best dad. I like him. He get on my nerves sometimes, but I love my dad. My mom is, she can do no wrong. She just, like, want peace. Like, you know,
right.
With certain cousins, I'd be like, I ain't gonna be around them.
Always
them
cousins.
Yo, my
dad's like,
every one of my dad's side is the best. Like, every single one. Like, I love you all. I miss you. I ain't seen you. But everybody on my dad's side, always 100. Because we grew up together being crazy. Shout out to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We all grew up together. But I don't know. I might name some names just so y'all can stop calling me because I'm never changing my numbers, weirdos. Ain't no, I ain't that bad.
Stalkers.
I'm not that bad, though. But as I was saying, you know, we play a lot of my homie music. You know, we've been supporting them with the XY DJs, got them on the A&R to the Streets mixtape. And I just wanted to get a chance to interview you on Philly Shine Radio. I've had you on a conference call a couple times, but we never got a chance to just really sit down. So I just want you for like an hour or whatever. So get ready. Stop what you're doing. Because this is about the ruin, the image and the style, something that rhymes with it. And then we're going to have some fun. Play some music and talk some shit. Storm could be fucking with that night track. You
hell
and Buckham
yeah.
Go in. Matter of fact, I want Buckham to call in. I want to talk to Buckham. I only talked to him a couple times.
You know, niggas got jobs, man. Niggas at work and all that.
This is after work time. Niggas should be driving home in traffic right now.
Mm,
on your phone.
You trying to get a check.
On your car phone.
You trying to get a check. I'm sick of shit in the crib. Relaxing, but you know.
Well, hey, don't worry about it. It's we're going to do more about the music. You know what I'm saying? And I don't need you to do too much. But I want to let the music speak for itself. We are ready to.
I'm going to try to hit Buckham up, though. Go ahead, talk your shit, and I'm going to try to hit Buckham up, get him on a 3-way real quick.
Yeah, that would be dope. That would be real dope. Matter of fact, which brings me to why I even wanted him on the show, because the other day I was checking out my email address. I'm like, yo, homie's been killing shit. Like, and then music is timeless, just like we were saying on Tuesday's show. Shout out to everybody from Real Dope ENC. We definitely will be in the building this Friday, tomorrow, at Lyrically on Poppy Store release. E-matic performance. I don't know what else is going on. Shout out to Got You. Shout out definitely Sanchez. Shout out Philip North. G. Everybody that's supporting. We're going to definitely have some fun. And for real, like I said, like the music that I was checking out, I was like, yo, I got to go in. I got to press the button. So shout out to everybody listening in. We're going to have some fun. Definitely going with some familiar music and more Philly Shine Radio tracks. And, of course, if you want to join in on the topic or just have some fun with us, like, definitely press the number one. I see a couple of people on the switchboard. Let me get 803. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, it's DJ Gio checking in.
I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you. What's up, Gio? Welcome to the show. Good, always working, always trying to, you know, press some buttons, show off a little bit.
What I missed?
Yeah. No, we just got in the intro. We just warming up. You missed us talking about the topic, you know what I'm saying? People just be ridiculous. You know, I don't agree with anybody causing conflict. That's just my way of life. So, you know, we want to talk about, like, who stabs you in the back the most. And, you know, you got three choices. Is it family, friends, or is it, like, you know, your significant other, whoever you fucking around with? Like, and it drives me nuts that Yeah, because it drives me nuts that people that are even that close to you, you know what I mean, will want to, you know, do you dirty. If it's ridiculous. Like, even for me, it's like I'm not the best person. I got a lot of work to do.
I think family.
Causing conflict, I'm not even
probably,
with it.
I think family probably stabs people in the back most because you put so much trust and faith in your family. When they let you down, you'd be like, yo, what the, you know what I mean?
Real rap. No, y'all cool. Y'all like background music. And I'm chilling with the family. Okay. Shout out to, Shout out to everybody that check in and support. I know I'm going to give you some of the wheelchair bullies music for your mixes. Shout out to everybody at Empire DJs and XY DJ supporting. And you, DJ Gio. I'm glad you checked in. Started off checking in the topic, but you gotta say hi to Stormy too. Stormy, what you over there doing? You gotta check in with Stormy.
I'm promoting.
Probably eating or something. She's probably eating, man.
Stormy.
Man, look, I don't even want to talk about that. I got the big ass plate spaghetti and meatballs in front of me, and I ain't even put a bite in my mouth because I'm fucking with y'all. So don't do me. My garlic bread getting cold.
Well, I'm gonna play some music so you can start munching on that garlic bread. We're gonna get ready. Everybody call me. Everybody come.
I gotta feed his ass.
Chill a little extra for Thursdays with the show. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna definitely get into my people's G-Sex, the wheelchair bullies music. Ask them a couple questions. Fucking man, Gio, you can ask them a couple questions. Anybody that calling, y'all can ask some questions because we gotta get in real quick and get back right out. You know what I'm saying? My homie say he wasn't feeling good, but I'm glad he got to be on the call. I was scheduled next Thursday to have my boy King Malachi on the show, but shout out to the millions who told me that I was supposed to have him today. So I do apologize about that. And, you know, even with this week, it was like so crazy. My phone was messed up. Yo, don't it be like, when your phone messed up or you can't call a person back, that they just, I don't know. People react. Yes, like.
Yeah,
even
you know, real so, funny.
Yo, it's so many different ways. Like, if you can't get called, don't get bent out of shape about it. That should be a topic Tuesday. Like, if you miss a call, please don't get bent out of shape. Call a person back. Send them a voicemail. Send them a bird message. Like Game of Thrones. Like, y'all niggas tripping with this.
Niggas be too sentimental, man.
Yeah, that's too sentimental. We're going to use that for Tuesday.
I had a grown-ass man call me the other day. Talking about some, why you ain't answering your calls? I'm like, nigga, what you talking about? My phone fucked up. Like,
whatever it is,
niggas.
Like, yo, it's like crazy. This boy, I don't even like cutting me out because I don't use my. I'm like, I wasn't hitting you up before anyway, and I'm like, I'm not there to say no or I don't know. We're gonna talk about that. That's gonna be funny. But yeah, I'm gonna count them up. Because while this music playing, I'm going to think about some people I'm looking for revenge with. It's like, no, I don't care. You can stab me in my back and pull that knife out and hand it to you so you could cut your throat. Like, I don't care about people. Like,
living for the moment.
Real rant. Like, that's what normally happens. And, I feel fortunate that, I don't even get mad at me. I end up finding out they got naked pictures on Backstage and we get to laugh at them. I know y'all from the south. I know y'all got
Backstage.
Yeah, Backstage. Not the person I'm recently mad at. If they're listening, bitch ass. Like, no, I'm joking. I didn't mad. But. To calm me down, we're going to play some music from the Wheelchair Bully. Shout out to Sean King, Empire, E-Matic. We're going to go in. And I got to upload some new exclusives. So we're in for some great music. About to check in with my boy G-Stacks afterwards. And just vibe out, yo. Living for the moment. New music.
They don't wanna see me blow. They don't wanna see me blow. Nah. I guess it's 'cause of my wheelchair, but I don't know. So I live for the moment. Oh. I was taught to always walk at how you walk. Listen close, speak to turn if you wanna talk. Listen. If you're the only one speaking, that's a monologue. And if you write it down for them, that's a dialogue. Never go nowhere without your firearm. Stay strapped. Even if you're going for a ride along, stay strapped. You don't wanna be the one to die alone. You will never catch a nigga slipping, nigga, not at all. I'm saying, I know you niggas wanna see me gone, but I ain't going nowhere. And I'ma cussing you to keep going. And old niggas beware the flow, you know that you can't handle it. Cock it and bust and slide through your block, they got those candles lit. Niggas better chill. You don't want no problems with them. He was always known to keep the llama with him. I guess I used to love to play the block, but not no more. I'm kinda harder just to make it to the top, and now I'm living. Living for the moment. Know if you get in the jam, homie, I'm riding with you. And when they pull it, they blame, I'ma supply the pistol. Don't bring that shit to your fam if you got drama issues. Gotta get this money any way we can before we go. Cause they just wanna see you dead before you blow. Yeah, these bitches wanna ride us like a rodeo. And coppers always tryna hit a nigga with a Okio. That's why I stay to myself and I don't hang out. Cause these haters in the street to make you bang out. And I'm lit for the moment. And if I cock it, then I shoot it, 'cause y'all niggas gotta go. And I know that you don't want no trials with him. 'Cause he was always known to keep the llama with him. I guess I used to love to play the block, but not no more. I'm kinda harder just to make it to the top. And now I'm living for the moment.
Talking G5 to the hill. If you ain't got no money, nigga, fall back. Let some real niggas in the door fall back. 36, cut a check.
I tell them ain't no future in the front. They think they got a future like designer, trying to get a bad bitch like Rihanna. Ain't no future in the front. Ain't no future in the front. Ain't no future in the front. Gotta go and get it if you want it. Ain't no future in the front. Ain't no future in the front. Ain't no future in the front. Gotta go and get it if you want it. I tell them ain't no future in the front. They think they got a future like designer, trying to get a bad bitch like Rihanna. Ain't no future in the front.
Yo.
Ain't no future in the front.
Ain't no future in the front. Ain't no future in the front.
Gotta go and get it.
Ain't no future. That's the best song for my topic today. Ain't no future in the front. Living for the moment. I'm going to go in on that E-Matic, because that shit crazy, too. I'm going to go in, check in with everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Philly Shine Radio, Thursday, 6 p.m. We chilling. Watching niggas play get Grand Theft Auto just got wasted. Who play Grand Theft Auto? You play Grand Theft Auto, DJ Geo? Where you go? Gio, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm right here. What's up?
No, Zach, I was like, do you be playing Grand Theft Auto?
Nah, I'm a grown ass man.
You're a grown ass. See, I'm all playing. You can still play Grand Theft Auto. That should be banging. I played that joint another time.
Nah, I ain't got no time for that.
Yeah, no time. Yeah, I play it. It was only like 10 minutes for me, but you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with a little game.
I sit there and watch my homeboys play. I sit there and watch my peoples play. You know, I roll up, I watch them play, but I don't really play.
That's what I mostly do, too. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But that joint will be like a movie. That's why I like it. That was going to be my next question. You ever watch that shit? You like, I ain't got no time. I ain't got no time for the controller. They need to make the controller like the Sega. I keep saying that instead of emailing PlayStation and like, I swear a lot of people will play PlayStation more. Y'all make some more money. Like that big ass controller. The controller is ridiculously big. This is all ridiculous. I don't even know. But shout out to everybody who irritates a nigga and then texts them back some shit. That is cool. We here.
Really?
Music to help calm a nigga down. Yeah, really. Music help calm people down. And I'm really glad that I got my boy G's texting the buzzer. Because for real, even when it comes to certain situations, like, it's never always going to be good. But sometimes you got to have somebody near you that's going to, you know what I mean, kind of bring the situation down. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And be the peacemaker or even the bigger person or even a bigger gun. You know what I mean? And shout out to my nigga D-Tech who played all those roles for me. The wheelchair bully definitely comes in handy. When it comes to people niggas getting on our nerves, like,
oh,
even for the
man.
First time we went to perform at the Arts Garbage that day, we was like, yo. You was like, Kyle Bell, I don't know, we just go perform. So every time you hype it up, like, Kyle Bell, Willie, we go perform. All right, thank
you. Yeah, sometimes you don't even got to take it there, man. Yeah, you ain't got to take it there sometimes, man. Because most of these niggas ain't about it. They just be acting for the bitches anyway. So you gotta, you know what I'm saying, just chill, push your chill button and say, man, this nigga ain't even worth to hit clown. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas be acting for the bitches. Bitches be acting for the niggas.
Yeah,
they
same
both
shit.
Be on some bullshit. Right? It's like, when you want, yeah, ain't no future in the front like we've been set. Ma'am. Y'all can hear me in the background. That's so decent. It sounded way different when you was in here before. I don't know. But it's cool getting to chill with you. I wanted to check in on your music. And for real, I wanted to ask you, like, what are some of the things that you're going to be doing? Like, what's next? Because for real, I don't see you not being able to accomplish anything. I just checked out your wheelchair. Yeah, I just checked out your wheelchair, too, that you're all comfortable. But I just checked out your Instagram. You got all the covers you've been doing, the single covers, logo. Not only is Wheelchair Bully an artist, but he's also a talented, amazing graphic designer, producer, engineer, like, not to mention, but what I've been seeing so far on your Instagram, you've been putting out all this work. Tell us about this different music and even like the work that you've been working on.
Man, I've been working with a lot of people, man. Like I said, I got a lot of connections everywhere, LA, Atlanta, New York. But the main project I've been working with Live Star, Respect Life. You ever seen that web series, Respect Life? Well, I work with those dudes, you know what I'm saying? I do all the behind-the-scenes music for it, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. And, you know, we're working on a mixtape now, basically a compilation album, so we can shop that. And then I'm also working with a guy in L.A., he's like he's an engineer for Snoop Dogg. So basically, he's been writing for a lot of people in the industry, man. Long story short, man, this guy working together creating some new things, man. I just got a lot going on, man. And like you said, the graphic work popping up. I do like 10 to 15, maybe 20 graphics a day. You know what I'm saying? Like just for people in Atlanta, Young Dro, fucking 21 Savage, Gucci Mane, all them dudes. Like I'm heavy with the graphics, so you know what I'm saying. The music was my main thing first, but you know sometimes you gotta step out of it, step out of the music and do other things, venture to other things to make sure you stay relevant. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you're doing, you know what I'm saying. If you rap, you rap, but you always got to have another hustle, you know what I'm saying? So that's my other hustle. Like, I do, you know what I'm saying, graphics. I'm an engineer. I produce, you know what I mean? And I'm just working on a lot of things right now, man. It's so much. Like, I would be rapping
and
off
you,
fucking head.
And you definitely
off, like,
accomplished all of it.
Yeah.
It was good. And what I like the most is just, like, the execution, you know what I mean? Like, even now, you know what I mean? You not feeling well, but you still doing the show. I really appreciate it. And even when I'm, you know, talking and hearing you in the background, you working on some new music. I know you got some new features coming out. I'm looking forward to getting those exclusives. I know Stormy is, too. Stormy always gets turned up with some new hip-hop.
All right. Well, I got something coming. Got something definitely coming. I got a drink called Fresh Dress. Slick Rick did the hook. We had Slick Rick do the hook. He'd like fresh dress like a million bucks. We actually had him do that in the studio on the hook for us. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that was real dope. Like, to have, so we got that coming out, and that's
legend
gonna be a single.
Work.
It was real dope. Yeah, it's
legend
real dope.
Legend work,
so,
legend work. We gotta like that.
You know, you want to hear a lot from me soon, man. It's really popping off, man. I got some things going on. My man needs book too. Also, we'll be hitting y'all crazy. You know what I'm saying? With something with a banger. I'm gonna let y'all
nice.
Know when it's coming, man. It's coming soon, man.
Nice. Nice. Definitely dope. Definitely good to see just like not only the progress too, but what I like is just how you can really get into your craft. In so many different crafts. And what I mean by that is just like being able to skill. Like, you come with somebody like, oh, this is a craft. Motherfuckers say that. They know they good at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my body is a craft. Like, it's a work of art. Like, you just really put your all into engineering, writing music, doing the graphic work, you know what I'm saying? Behind the camera, behind the scenes work, composing, making beats, like, it's just really amazing. I wanted to show you some love and, like I said, like, really get ready for the fall. Like, I always say every year, like, y'all can have this hot ass summer shit. This is some bullshit, yo. Because we work all year, yeah. But the fall definitely is about to be popping for a lot of us.
Right.
So, what way we going to talk about this heat, this music heat, you know? And even for you, like, what would you say to the topic question? Like, you know, who, out of your three choices, who stabs you in the back the most? And shout out to everybody calling. Definitely press one. I'll open your mic back up. Shout out to, is that Fortune? Shout out to Fortune. Fortune 2 times in the building. Thanks for calling in.
2 times.
Big ass to Fortune. Wait a minute. We, a couple calls dropped. But no, for you, what, in your opinion, who would be the most, like, who would be the one, you know, stab you in the back the most times? Like, what do you say? Family? Friends?
I would say another. It really doesn't depend on whether it's family or friends. But mostly it's family. You know what I'm saying? Family will do you dirty before any new nigga you meet. You know what I'm saying? Because the new nigga got time to, he got to have time to fill you out. You know what I'm saying? Find out what's going on with you. Your family already know about you. So they, like, man, fuck it. I'm going to just do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? So I would say family. Over top of everybody, family, man. Family will do you real grimy, man.
You
know what I'm saying?
You know what?
But you still love him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you still love him. I'll be like, I don't want to be around your bitch ass. You know what I mean? Don't get on my motherfucking nerves.
You got to keep it distant, that's all. Yeah.
I don't even care. Family or friends, I don't even want to be near you. I remember I fought one of my friends before. I was so mad. Like, I was like, bitch, get away from me. Weirdo. didn't want this to happen, but you know, it wasn't really like a bad fight like that. You know what I mean? Wasn't that bad. Poor G Stacks. But we were
Yeah, I got a fucking cold, man. Right? This shit crazy.
Yeah, I told you I got a Reed Cola.
I ain't doing no Reed Colas, man. I'm cool. I don't even take medicine like that. That ain't my twist.
It's not medicine. It's like a throat joint. It's menthol. Damn. Smoke cigarettes.
I don't care what
you
it
smoke
is.
Cigarette. Yeah, smoke.
That shit weed. Got a name. Like that shit got a name. Like it's medicine. I'm cool. Ricola. Oh, what that shit.
I'm gonna show you the ingredients. It's cool. We gonna fix all that. You know what I'm saying? They can cough that shit out. I was sick too, man. Something going around Philly. It's called fucking bullshit. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. We got Fortune back on the line.
We're done.
856. Welcome back. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I don't know what happened to the ball. But shout out to everybody checking out this show. Big ups to everybody, X Squad DJs who repost and show love to the show. I'm going to go in more music from G6, and he's also engineering. You know what I mean? Shout out to you actually engineering the song I did with my boy Touch Money D and all your own music, too. Like, that's dope. Like, he'll definitely bring the studio to you when you come to him. Like, it's definitely always a work of art. We'll get in and check out some more music. Talk about a couple more things. You know what I'm saying? I know my boy, definitely I'm excited about this new music. You know what I'm saying? I've only heard a couple snippets. I'm like, hold up. Give me the rest. Let's get it popping. But we're going to go and check out some of your work and ask a couple more questions. Shout out to my girl, Stormy, always holding down Philly Shine Radio for her cute show. I'm on
Facebook.
Hello.
Yola. Yeah, shout out real quick. Shout out Stormy.
Oh, yeah, you better Stormy. You better shout out Stormy.
Yeah, you are.
I love. we're going to check out some of, you know, the work. He's not only just an artist, you know what I'm saying? My boy, X.
I heard they was looking for me.
They ain't gonna get you though. Get you though.
Don't matter to me though.
I got your bag.
I know if 12 kick the door, she ain't gon' tell. If I get knocked, I know she gon' pay my bill. She will never let a nigga sit in jail. If I'm not around, no, she gon' hold me down. If 12 kick the door, she ain't gon' tell. If I get knocked, I know she gon' pay my bill. She will never let a nigga sit in jail. If I'm not around, no, she gon' hold me down.
Like I'm pitching, drive the whip like I'm racing, money going, bitch, I'm chasing, dropped the Zan in a Henny. 50 rounds for the semi. Not one hole, I need plenty. Blade dripping on my sneaker. Loud pack like Khalifa. I got cash money and a Visa. I got a bad bitch in an Audi. I'm trying to buy me a Rari. Doggy bitch, me no sorry. Shark meat and calamari. Kelly rolling, fuck a Barbie. I might pop a perk before the party. I'm in the after hour getting gnarly. I love cute hoes on the Marley. I got my brother with me and a semi. Clinton, don't play with kids, not one. Any bitches on flicking their team. Give me, I got some money to spend. Clinton, I won't for none of your friends. Any. Killed the hoe with the blade. Chains on me like a slave. Heard the hoe like a pistol. I'm just trying to get richer. I pipe her down while you kiss her. Oh, hollow tips in my pistol. You go night night when they hit you. You go night night when they hit you. Killed the hoe with the flame. Chains on me like a slave. Heard the hoe like a pistol. I'm just trying to get richer. I pipe her down while you kiss her. Oh, hollow tips in my pistol. You go night night when they hit you. Night, night, when they
kill a young hoe with the flame. I bet she remember my name. My neck ever sweated with chains. I bet they look at me like I'm a slave. Fuck being broke, man, I gotta get paid. Money I want every day. A package it loud, that's for my niggas. She get high off right my way. Let it be known, I handle bills on my own. We are not one of the same. We all make solid and you are a lame. Which means me ahead of the game. Curvy bitches like a bitch. All I wanted to be rich. All she wanted was a bitch. All I wanted was a sister, but she was out with her nigga. I piped her down and he kissed her. I don't tip to my pistol, just in case to give chase. Cause I ain't the type to be cool. I will empty the clip in his face. When that drama come, I got issues. Leave teddy bears and tissues. Yeah, your mama gon' miss you. You went night night when I hit you.
Killed the hoe with the blade. Chains on me like a slave. Heard the hoe like a pistol. I'm just trying to get richer. I pipe her down while you kiss her. Oh, hollow tips in my pistol. You go night night when they hit you. You go night night when they hit you. Killed the hoe with the flame. Chains on me like a slave. Curve the hoe like a pistol. I'm just trying to get richer. I pipe her down while you kiss her. Oh, hollow tips in my pistol. You go night night when they hit you. You go night night when they hit you.
Kill a young hoe with the flame. I bet she will remember my name.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That my John right there.
That's your girl right there. Yes, that's how you say it. She's story from Philly very well. I like that. You know what I'm saying? So one day you got to teach me some Southern stuff. You know what I'm saying? I got the hips, you know.
Bad bear. She like that there.
Like that there.
You already know which yo. Which yo. You know which yo, right? Which yo cute ass.
Who?
Cute ass. Which yo.
Which yo.
Which
yo.
Which
yo.
Yeah, which yo. Like, which yo. Which yo snake
yo
ass.
Cute ass. Yeah, ooh, we so cute.
What's up with you? No, we say what's up with you. What's up with you? What's up with you? Chew, what's up with you? With you. Y'all
hey,
show.
Hey, when you got a hating man's feeling, remember to say, fuck nigga, be quiet.
Yep.
Fuck nigga.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Child, the red caddy sent me on the switchboard, and I don't see him. Call back in.
We should do a topic one day, a northern slang and southern slang, and have it versus each other, and have people call in with different slogans.
Yeah.
Yo, that would be so funny.
Yes.
I know a lot of Philly people will come in like, yo, we started that, especially like Liddy.
Hit them folks.
You know we started
spy,
though.
Shots fired. You know. Hit them folks.
Well, we started sick.
We started Yizzo.
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 Yeah, definitely Yizzo. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that in the future, Joel. We got to write that down. But no, me and some real we'll remember that because we always do that. I better try to teach you, Joel, Chumpy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then you got to be
like, get it one day.
you gotta be like thorough, like she real thorough. That's a you gotta be that's a real thorough bull. Like that's how you really talk about a nigga. Like you gotta be like, all right, this man, a real thorough bull. Well, we'll get it to that.
Yeah, yeah. That might take me some time.
Yeah. Nah, that's what we say about my boy, the wheelchair boy. That's a real thorough boy right there. Like, real, real rap. We got to see you. And it was good working with you on that project. With that, that's my nigga. You know, I had bees on here. And you got to tell the truth. Like, I talked about it. I was like, hold up. Y'all wanted somebody else on that track? That's my nigga. As soon as I heard it, I was like, hold up.
Yo, honestly,
you were
cheating
on that now. I was over here
bouncing.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, she definitely went in on that joint. That's one of the
things. I appreciate that. Thank you, Stormy. Thank
you,
Stormy. I'm going to say that joint thing.
No, thank you, needed. That's yeah. All you. Salute, boo.
Thank you, my baby. I love you. You so baby. Big up to you, too, Stacks. Giving me the opportunity. We're gonna go in and talk about some other shit. Stormy already likes the twerks on me. We got together. Definitely gonna play that joint. And we finish the interview. Close out with some more songs. I got this spice rum. No, age rum. I said spice rum. It's age rum. We gotta have a little cocktail with Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to everybody. Who get to relax, you know what I mean? Not to people driving in your car that was shouting out earlier. Now, oh, look, yo, they going in on this Grand Theft Auto. Hey, right now is the time where you're supposed to relax. We're going to get into some, you know, more music. And, for real, my special guest, like, I say, like, my very special guest, you know what I mean? I'm chilling with the family. Like, you are definitely, like, family. And what I want to say is, like, I don't get to say that about people too often, you know what I'm saying? And I want to say I appreciate our friendship, too, Sex. Like above all else, I hope we continue to push each other and work hard. I'm not focused. I'm not watching the game with the game no more. These niggas on Grand Theft Auto is going in. I'm done. All right. I'm done. Back to the show. Stormy. They try to make me lose focus. Where is Red Caddy? He keeps saying that he's going to call in. He never did it. Shout out to everybody who's calling my phone, calling the station number 646-929-0172. Wait, let me see. All right, there go Red Caddy. Shout out to the young G. You and my Leo brother, Red Caddy. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. What's up, G?
What's going on? Am I on this time?
Yes, you are.
So,
I was looking for you on a joint. You got to press one. You did it right. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, I had to call you because I was out Jersey. I had a Jersey number. You know, I got to switch up my number every location I go to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We like a man that do that type of shit, right, Stormy? You gotta keep it fresh. Is this bitch fighting a car? Okay. All right, listen. Y'all hear this?
What's up, bro? I'm here.
What's good, baby? How you?
I'm working, man. You know how I do, bro. I be working, man. That's all.
Mr. M.I.A. You know I
ain't
seen you in a while.
I
gotta catch up.
Man, I'm working. Like I said, man, I'm working. I'm in here going create shit, man. Studio shit, graphics and all that, bro. Like, I work constantly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we gonna link. You know what I'm saying? All you gotta do is hit my jack, man. Come through. Like, you already know.
The glue to our team, I don't know where she at. I need to be on the move, too. We're Miss Fire, right? We're on her radio station.
She
in that Grand Theft.
Red Caddy, always showing love. You know what I'm saying? Big up to you.
I'm playing Grand Theft Auto at the shop.
Yeah, man. You know, I got my lens on. You know, they're going ham, man. They in the
yeah,
studio.
And I'm definitely
lounging.
Watching. I gotta watch this joint. Oh my God, is that blood? Wow. It's like a movie, like for real. It really is. Like I'm chilling. I'll be watching Grand Theft Auto. That's what it's called. But I'm going to learn how to play it once they get the Sega controller.
You
know what I'm saying? Who unlocks Sega controller?
Stop it, Grand Theft Auto. The topic, Grand Theft Auto?
Is what?
Is your topic Grand today, Grand Theft Auto?
Oh, no. I was just talking about it. No, today's topic is three choices. Who stabs you in the back most? Family, friends, or your partner or significant other? Because, you know, people be doing it to each other, and they boys and girls do it to each other, and they do it to fuzzy things.
I guarantee they said family.
Family? Everybody say family. You say family as well? You say family too?
I say family. I mean, I'm sure majority should have said that probably too. Family be dirty more than the friend will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody saying family. It definitely is family. That's real. And you know what? In the fact that family do you dirty the most is because they swear that you're gonna be like just like my people talked earlier. They swear that they gonna forgive me. I'ma still be able to come over their house because that's my cousin, sister, cousin. And my mom, my homie, you know what I'm saying? My homie cousin. But that's my niece. I'm always in my niece. Like, no, you're not, bitch. Leave me alone. And I'm not mad at my aunts. Aunts, y'all good. All my aunts, none of my aunts ever got on my nerves. They all about mom's side. All right. My mom's side aunt, she cool. She all right. My aunt, she get on my nerves. Sometimes. Because she's so freaking, you know what it is with people.
It's a family that you dirty than the cops will.
Yo, the cops always doing people dirty. They wasn't even part of the choices. We didn't put coworkers in the choices. Fuck them. Fuck judges. You know what I'm saying? You know, store owners, they always ripping us off with their little China products for retail prices. Like, it's a lot of people stabbing us in the back. Like, we all got to stick together. It's all these problems. I'm joking. But we do need to stick together. And it's about peace. Like, you can't always think that somebody's going to forgive you, that you could just be, you know, fucked up to them and they're just going to forgive you. Like, that's just ridiculous. Like, you know, like, sometimes, yeah, people can make mistakes or be missing or whatever. And, you know, you could give them, that's not stabbing you in the back, whatever. Like, if the person is still willing to stand in your face and be like, oh, all right, this is who I am, and I'm sorry or whatever, forgive me, because I made this mistake, and it's reasonable enough, like, yeah, no, don't hold grudges, but don't let people constantly stab you in the back. Like, family, it don't matter. Friends, the person you fucking, the person you've been with for 10 years, it don't matter. Like, leave them alone and, you know, try to live a life of peace. So many people be so stressed out and, right, like, even for you, Dex, like, when it comes to, like, those situations, like, somebody stab you in the back, what do you suggest? What do you normally do?
I leave them niggas alone, man. I cut them off at the knee. You know what I'm saying? Some most times, niggas, they can't walk with you unless you let them. You know what I'm saying? So you got to cut them at the knee. You know what I mean?
Fuck right, fuck them. Yeah, niggas definitely be hating. Fuck them. Like, I think hating is stabbing people in the back too. Like, I'm gonna call that what it is. You agree, Story? Like, hey, anybody hating is stabbing you in the back.
Tell Toucan,
like,
I'm coming for my new shirt. It's called Hate for What?
Right. Hate for what? Like,
hate for
why
what?
Did you like? I think we definitely need to stop people from hating. That is just, like, needs to stop. Like, let a person live. Like, you are not a judge. Because even when, because what people need to equate to is, like, when you're hating on a person and, like, overly judging them, not saying being constructive, criticizing them, or really be in a position to help a person solve a problem. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that. But if you constantly hate on a person, that's just the same way a person to feel being treated unfair by a judge. You know what I mean?
There's always going to be haters out here, man. This world survives on haters. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't have people hating on you, like Young Thug, you know he got so many fucking haters. He can't rap. He sing. He sell. But it made him prosper. It just made him stronger. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what motherfuckers need to realize, man. The hate that you get from people makes you stronger.
Not to say the hate is not going to watch everything you do. You know what I mean? Do everything you do. Keep your name in their mouth. And, like, you could be productive off of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, thank you for the coin. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for checking me out.
If your name constantly in somebody else's mouth or in somebody else's conversation, you are very important in their lives. That means you have a very big control over their life. If a nigga can sit here and keep saying, oh, that nigga in a wheelchair, oh, he ain't getting money, oh, he ain't doing this, he ain't doing that, you hating for a reason, bro. What you hating for?
Right.
Am I doing it? And you just lying about it? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you dig what I'm saying? Like, so you got to just ignore niggas and keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes.
Yeah, I'm just saying haters will stab you in the back either way, but I still don't agree with what they do, but I agree that they got a job. You know what I'm saying? You're going to do your job, haters, like my boy Gilly said. But shout out to even all my Leos. Speaking of Gilly, definitely shout out to you. Happy birthday. Shout out to you, Red Caddy, Mr. Lightskin. What you do for your birthday?
What I do on my birthday? I ate.
Yeah.
I went to a Portuguese restaurant.
Nice. You always eating. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Well, what are you saying? Am I coming where?
I sent you the text earlier. My cousin having a Leo joint.
Okay, private event. I'm with it. Oh, yeah, you better come to the Cypher this Saturday. We down at Glockaware at the G-Shop. Definitely going in, showing love. My boy Murder Mook will be in the building. Shout out to Toucan. Shout out to Shab, Nas, Big Ben, LC Designs, the whole Glock team, Mommy Chulo, all the beautiful ladies and men that support us. You know what I mean? It's definitely in a minute. Shout out to you, baby. Thank you to everybody checking in. And shout out to my boy just called in. I know you called in to support my boy, the wheelchair bully, 267. I think I just opened your mic. Did it work? Yeah. Hello? 267-591. You got me? You hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What up, Miles Philadelphia? What's going on?
What's good? Welcome to the show.
What up, Bully? What's up with y'all?
What's up, man? What's up with you, bro?
Chilling. Scary.
Yeah, it's funny you call. I did a track with Mill too, man. We just did something. They sent me something through the joint. We just did it. I don't know why we didn't drop it on here yet.
Yeah, it's just the beginning. No, we
gonna do some more shit. I don't think I got the MP3. I really don't. I was looking for that joint in my email. You know what I'm saying? I got some other shit. I got some shit from Mill on the switchboard. We can go in. But yeah, send me that MP3. All right, shout out to you, Ray Caddy. Thanks for calling in, boo. Thanks to everybody calling and showing my bro G6, the wheelchair bully love. You know what I'm saying? Not over yet. Still got some more time. Going on some more music on this hot day. Everybody having fun. Shout out to everybody on Instagram popping. My boy, you about to send me. Oh, you got some music with Punchline Kid. Dope. Okay, Philadelphia working. Welcome
we
back
around.
To the show.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah. We around. We going to go in. I got some new music from my boy, E-Matic, as well as more music from my special guest. You know what I'm saying? D6 always on Philly Shine Radio. I've always used your music to, like, intro my show. You know what I mean? Playing multiple tracks because you send me so many. You know what I'm saying? That Panda Freestyle that you and your people from Jersey did definitely was in rotation crazy. So I appreciate you. I'm going to show you some more love today. I know Stormy loving this hip hop music. We like R&B too. Shout out to you, G6. You definitely be doing your little R&B thing as well. Is there a genre that you haven't tried or that you ever wanted to? Like, would you ever do a country song?
Fuck yeah.
I heard you in a band one day.
Yeah, man. Listen, if it's a win, it's a way, man. I'm trying to touch everything. Anything that got to do with entertainment, I'm at it. You know what I'm saying? Point blank period.
Listen, like, the board does it all. Artists, graphics, engineering, making beats, writing, like, definitely talented. Powerhouse, you know what I'm saying? All in one. Salute to you, G6. We're going to take a little music break.
Thanks.
Shout out to everybody calling in. Shout out to Mill in the building. Everybody, XYD DJ supporting me. Storm, you got to tell me about these comments. What's going on your side? So far, all the callers are saying family the most. I'm saying family the most. Friends, they, I don't know. My friends know better. They know I'm crazy for Cocoa Puffs. Like, that's why I'm for that. My friends do dumb shit like you a piece of shit when you really want to be. They say dumb ass shit like, bitch, fuck you. Of course. Get out of here. My phone, bitch. But what about you, Stormy? What are your people on Facebook saying about the topic today?
Well, VA the Monster, of course, he says family. So he said he said family always stabbed him in the back the most. Which, shout out to him. He on the way to ATL to go perform tonight. So shout out. Working, putting work.
Work. That's what's up.
Yeah,
so shout out to everybody putting in that work and supporting you. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm still hollering friends and partners all day long because they the only ones that ever crossed me like that. My family always been 100 to hand me down.
Yeah, family and partners, you know what I'm saying? A few partners, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not many. I got, I'm sensitive, you know what I mean? Fuck these niggas. They be like, you always, I'm shut up. Get off, don't fuck me then. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. I don't care. Like, let's compromise. Because, you know, you get to that point where you get fed up with bullshit from both, you know what I mean? Both people not wanting to, you know, compromise and make things work. That's when you don't want to be around first. Like, don't fuck with me then. I'm the best person to get along with. So, yeah, I got an ex or two. But my one ex, I remember I bust his car windows out and we became friends.
Hey.
Young boy. All right. That's a Philly thing. Whatever. If I told y'all what he did, that'd be another topic for another day. So whatever. Right. Fuck that nigga. He forgave me. That was a big part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. So, you know, I'm not condoning busting out cars in my Donald Trump voice car window. I'm not condoning it. You know what I mean? I'm not condoning it, but I'm just saying. I did it and lived through it. Talking shit.
Another one.
Big everybody in the jewel. We going there. New music. We going to close out the interview. Definitely been a pleasure showing love to my boy, the wheelchair bully. Stormy,
yeah,
always
I'm
perfect.
Okay.
Perfect with a K.
No.
3K. 4K. Well, not 3K. We'll say 5K.
23K.
Still racist. Sorry, Bo. Shout out to E-Manic. This is that Jordan. We're going to go ahead. New music for my boy, G6, the wheelchair bully, featuring Honest Fire. Yeah, we're going to. That's another reason why I wanted to do today's show. Because, like, showing off you, bro, is showing off me. And I really fucked with you.
All right.
loving, just a number, rhyming, till I'm about to come. I see you are about to claim, act up, oh girl, don't be shy. Good, loving, just a number, rhyming, till I'm about to come. I see you are about to claim, act up, oh girl, don't be shy. Good, loving, just a number, rhyming, till I'm about to come. I see you are about to claim.
Why these haters so conniving when they see a youngin' striving, trying to make you crash on the fucking road that you driving? Ain't it really crazy? Ain't it really crazy how you start shining and these niggas acting shady? It was all a dream. They told me I could never be who I wanna be. Started getting tired listening to wannabes. Make sure everyone in the city be loving me. Rapping till my lips get numb. Ain't no stopping till I'm done. Shit it like I got the runs. I just wanna have some fun. Philly, where you know I'm from. Yeah, we shining like the sun. Yeah, love it, feel so numb. Rhyming till I'm about to come.
Love it, just a numb. Rhyming till I'm about to come. I see you are about to claim. Act up, oh girl, don't be shy. Good, love it, just a numb. Rhyming till I'm about to come. I see you are about to claim. Act up, oh girl, don't be shy. Good, love it, just a numb. Rhyming till I'm about to come. I see you are about to claim. Act up.
These niggas so light, but they talk so heavy though. When my pockets getting fed, I'ma call them Terrio. Talking so much dirt that they can start a burial. When it comes to me, ain't nobody comparable. Having dreams, I've been really no. Sitting on these niggas like I fucking had a kidney stones. I'ma break these youngest dreams like a wishing bone. Think you a king, you bout to get overthrown. Go ahead, I'm just living life. Success is just in my sights. You can never reach my height. Yeah, we gon' be living right. I ain't gonna be a bum. Grinding is my rule of thumb. Yeah, love it, feel so numb. Rhyming till I'm about to come.
Good, love it, just a numb. Rhyming till I'm about to come. I see you are about to claim. Act up, oh girl, don't be shy.
Pledge allegiance to a real nigga. Yeah, strippers. Hello.
Let them make the money, don't let the money make you.
Go and get it.
She got her ass, I'm throwing racks. I'm contemplating on making my mood the way she make. Clapping that G spread, I need to
make it jiggle.
Once I get in, I stick in, I move.
You won't forget it. Yeah.
I like the way she work. She slide up and down that pole. She bend over and touch her toes. Bust it open for a real nigga, then drop it low. I told that bitch stop dropping low. Whoa, I'm in the club getting twisted. Getting my leg wet, pussy juice my zipper. And weaving my drink, trying to feel like we fuck.
We fuck.
I don't know what she think, but I think I'm in love. Her pose come, her pose go, but I don't trick around. I just get them to my bedroom and dick them down.
Fat ass, tits, fat puss, long weed.
You wanna on her knees until she get exhausted. She deep throat in that dick, make you think she gone and lost it. She responsible, she respond to you, better than your wife do. Pulling here, bending over, fucking through all obstacles. I ain't Nikki, I don't need injections. I'm just playing stripper, I ain't even stressing. Give me cash, nigga.
If you do it right, she don't even wanna deal with you. Shorty, come in, show me how you move. I got them racks, I wanna see you spin around. Drop it low and bring it back. I'm a G, I ain't got no time to play no game. Girl, make it clap, I'ma make it rain up on that stage. You need no umbrella for that. I know you work hard for your paper.
Yeah.
Flex hard on these haters, you do it.
Dude.
And I can tell you don't hide away, I see through it. You nice, if I see what I like, I pursue it. But if you ain't working for a real nigga, keep it moving, girl. If you do it back, she won't do it, get it, yeah. And she won't make it clap.
Get Rich. Shout out to K-Means. I remember she put it on a couple mixtapes. It was on a Southern Muscle mixtape. Shout out to DJ D-South. That's how we actually met. I remember from the track that you and I did together, that Get Rich joint. I was like, y'all, I forgot we killed this joint. So G-Stax, the Wheelchair Bully featuring Aspire. That was twerking for a real nigga. Thank you, Philadelphia, for your Instagram comment.
This shit lit.
Thank you. Definitely litty. Definitely fun. Shout out to everybody tuning in on the show, checking us out. We got some more music to play because even that record actually is featured on a mixtape you put out this summer. My mixtape, Pledge Allegiance, amazing track, you know what I mean? Amazing music. A lot of people love that I'm working track, and it's still triple track. Definitely crazy. Big ups to all the work and all the music that you put out, y'all. Like, we
man. Appreciate it.
More to come. What will be the next?
Wait.
We actually got a track coming soon. So we got another joint. Me and my boy G-Stax fucking it up. And speaking of features, like, I know you've been featuring people from all over for real. When are we going to get to hear it? You know, I know I'm going to get to hear it real soon, but when do we get to press the button on them?
It's
like, let us know about, you know, what's coming up.
You've been asking me this for weeks.
When do we get to press the button?
It's a process. It's a process to everything. Like, if you notice, I only drop, like, one mixtape a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might not even drop a mixtape sometimes because 9 times out of 10, a motherfucker go ahead and it ain't going to do numbers. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather make music, keep it to the side, keep it fresh and new for nobody to hear it, you know what I'm saying, and then drop it when the time is right. You know what I'm saying?
I might button.
No, man, ain't no personal button.
Sorry. So you remember Tiny Toons, the boy Puggy Thing? He's like, I don't push the button. That's me all day. That's what I found.
It's a time
right
thing,
now.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? It's work. It's a lot of work being put behind it. It's a lot of effort being put behind it.
I know, I know. I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the exclusives once I get them. Shout out to XY DJ, CEO in the building, the million. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for everybody calling. Definitely press one, guys. I'll open up your mic. You know what I'm saying? Unless I know your number by heart, like Mel.
Yeah,
you
know no. What's up, bro?
It was good.
Ain't nothing, man, you know. Stopping through to holler at y'all tonight. You know what I mean?
Stormy. Like you when I grow up.
I try to be like you, bro.
DeMel always show love. I was showing love to DeMel earlier today. He keeps me in line. You know, I forgot about my boy, King Malachi. Definitely big up to you. Always showing love to the XYDJs, keeping us together, supporting everybody for real, for real. Welcome back to the show, boss. Boss man in my stormy voice. Boss man.
I'm going to have to get her on my answer machine.
Yeah, right. Three, I'm like, you just reached the boss man. Oh shit, a special new caller in the building. That's what's up. Shout out to your bro, your New York brother. You was talking about him earlier. Herb McQueen in the building. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Yo.
Thanks for joining and supporting the wheelchair bully.
Hey, what up, bro?
What up, baby? What up, baby? Strictly hitting that fire, man. We definitely love you up here, bro. For sure.
You already know. We working. Why don't you let them know what we working on, Herb?
Oh, man, we working on the mixtape. It's going to be sick for the soundtrack for Respect Life web series out here in New York. You know, we're doing our numbers. Definitely, we're going to have Wheelchair Bully featured on the soundtrack as well. So y'all take a listen when we put it out, you know what I'm saying? And we thank y'all for the support.
Salute.
We definitely
gonna put some work in, man. We definitely put some work in, man. I got some catching up to do. I know, bro. I got sick yesterday. That shit snuck up on me. So I'm in the house, man, just try to sweat this shit out. But you already know. I got it. I got you. You know
no
how
doubt.
It works.
No. Shout out to you, Honest, too, man.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. This is my special guest. I'm so glad that you called in. I really appreciate
it.
Good to hear that New York, Brooklyn sound, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. But you got to say hi to Stormy, Miss Exclusive. Herb McQueen. All right,
shout out to you.
Y'all
too,
both got
bro.
Two names, first and last name, niggas. Fuck with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Stormy, what you doing?
Huh?
Did I lose Stormy? What happened? I think I lost Stormy. No, I didn't. She there.
You can't hear me?
Phone going in and out.
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear me now?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes,
I thought I was trying to blank out my boo Stormy. You can't do that. That's not fair.
I was just talking and talking.
He was? Oh, no. Well, yeah. North meets South, East meets West, Philly Shine Radio. Welcome, everybody. And, of course, Herb McQueen, I want to introduce you to the million CEO XY DJs, Herb McQueen, New York representative in the building.
What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing. It's working.
Introduce you to my listeners, too. Shout out to everybody listening in and checking us out. You know what I mean? World rap. Big up to everybody listening. Make sure y'all come have fun with us. It's going to be a hot weekend. I can't wait to see what people are going to be wearing. And I might take some sneak pictures of you. I don't care if they sneak pictures of me. I'm not wearing much. It's real hot. We got the Cypher Saturday. Call it Swimsuit Saturday. We're going to call it the Swimsuit Cypher because what? be out there in the heat stroke wearing whatever. But be with us.
Wish is the water good.
Yeah, right. Murder is gonna be in the building. We're gonna have some fun. G Stacks, the wheelchair bully, said he gonna come through, be in the building with us. I can't wait for anybody who's
you
coming.
You are
ready.
Right.
Got a Philadelphia. You're welcome
here
to the building. I told you come through. K said he gonna be there. Remedy's gonna be there. Triple Cup. Hey, shout out to everybody that's gonna come through. Like, we'll have a whole bunch of fun. I got my freestyle coming soon. You know what I mean? I'm not going to really go in too much, but I got a freestyle on deck for the cipher. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to have to talk
like that puppet master. You better do that.
I'm just going to go in, huh?
From the Glockaware app. Yes. Streaming live from the Glockaware app. I'm going to have to do the Philly Shine Radio, too. We're going to have to link it in. Yo, Herb.
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
We got another caller from
the
DX.
What's going on, brother?
What's up, bro?
Who is you're that? Right? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Who that live? Who that?
That's yeah, this is live. This me.
Hey, bro.
What's going on, brother?
Yo, man, I was just telling them about the tracks, man, you know what I mean, what we got, you know, coming out, what we working on and all that, man, how we killing them right now.
Hey,
man,
welcome
to
Philly Shine Radio. What's good? Welcome.
Oh, okay, how you doing? How everybody doing? How's the family? Everybody good?
Yeah. The family's good. Stormy, me live. I heard a little snippet of the shit y'all did. Don't only. No, I want you guys, you to show off. I want you to tell everybody the social media, how they can check you out. You know what I mean? How you support my bro. Shout out to Wheelchair Bully, special guest tonight. Yeah, it's so fun.
Right.
Yeah, my Instagram is Mouth for the Truth. My Facebook is Live Star with two R's in the space. And I'm at Wheelchair Bully through Herb, actually. You know, we met through Herb. He was vibing. First time we met each other. And, you know, ever since then, the energy just been good, and we just been knocking out a lot of songs. We got a lot of heat we about to bring to people, you know what I'm saying? A lot of heat, a lot of fire. You know, he's a good artist. I'm a fan of his music. You know, I listen to him every day, you know. So, you know, you can just combine their thoughts, you know, make things happen. And, you know, here we is. You know, we're going about to set on fire.
Yeah, that's so dope. We have that in common. I listen to G6, the Wheelchair Bully, every day, too. Like, you know what's crazy, Shake? I like when I'm, you know what I mean, going on a ride, going somewhere, and I'm like, where are your USB cord? And I just put on the shit and just play that shit like it's music. And get some regular shit. Like, I don't listen to all the radio or whatever. I'm like, where are your USB cord at? Shout out to C.
Yeah, I'll be
just showing love the other day.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We be just riding. I'll be like, yo, man, we riding in the car right now, listening to it right now. Like, where are you USB cord at?
That timeless music. That's what we making, timeless music.
That's what's
that's
up.
What
thank you
is,
so
girl,
much. Thank you, Herb, always connecting the dots. Big up to you. Big up to everybody who's checking out the show. Yes, the millions.
You got DJ Sean on the line.
Shout out to DJ Sean. Thank you for putting the Wheelchair Bullies track on the A&R to the Streets mixtape. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio.
You're good looking, man. Thanks for the support. What up?
Where you at? Atlanta or Japan? DJ Sean, where you at? Atlanta or Japan?
I'm up here doing some promo shots right now for my hats, man, that just came through. So, you know,
Salute. I did. Yeah, you already know.
We were heads over here. We supporting.
Oh, shit. You already know, man. PayPal is always available.
Let it be known, my
nigga. Yeah. Right. Shout out the information. Hold up. If you want to promote something, shout it out right now. Philly Shine Radio. How can we get a hat? What hat you got, DJ Shine? Because you always working on some music. Shout out to the millions.
Yeah.
What we going to go into next? I got to talk to Jamel because I was on his Facebook. Like you gotta go to somebody's Facebook post and they say exactly what you're saying, and either you yell, you be like, yeah, but you instantly say share, post now. Like, I went crazy on the mail page. Like, I'm like, yes, that's how I feel right now. Feel that way. So we'll talk about that as well. But yo, how can we get a hat? DJ Shine, what's good? Can you hear me? DJ Shine. Did we lose them? Maybe.
Yeah, we lost them. I had it on mute, my fault.
Okay, there we go.
But for real though, you know what I'm saying, you can get one of the international ground flow hats, or the, you know what I'm saying, the DJ Shine logo hat. You know, if you really enthused, you know what I'm saying, you can just hit me up. Or if you just want to send me some music, man, we can link up that way. You can always go to DJ Shine Play This at ymail.com, and we can link it up, put it together, and send it on out, man, whatever you want to do.
Shout out to DJ Shine, showing love. Matter of fact, I'm going to play some of the music that he putting on that A&R to the Street mixtape. Shout out to my DMV bro, the big fellow. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, that joint definitely doing crazy. I'm going to go in on that for Sean King and more of the Wheelchair Bully. But as I was saying, like, the millions, like, your Instagram was popping. I mean, no, your Facebook. Instagram. Your Facebook. I had to do the share post man a couple times. Like, what's good?
Go ahead and add Esquire Radio FM on Facebook, or you can go to my Instagram and add Esquire Radio FM.
All right, so want to get work done. Look at everybody in the Virgin Islands working. Everybody in the background working. Everybody popping today. I appreciate all the love.
Shout out to the first DJ that did his show on the Virgin Islands Network, DJ Shine. He was the first. Nobody can't take that away from him.
Can't take
nobody
that away
can
from me.
You can't take it
away. Yes. Go ahead, Shine.
That's why DJs, man. You already know. We rocking.
That's why I'm working.
Yeah.
It's like not about just staying in one market. Like, you got to hit multiple markets. That's the one thing I do like about even you, Stormy. Like, Stormy don't just stay in one place. Like, we moving, willing to do.
Oh,
not stay in one
Stormy,
place.
Man.
Even though I be in the same place, you know what I'm saying? I don't be in one place for real, for real. Especially XY, like, I'm saying, it's just real
and
rant.
We got the cruise going on. I'll let y'all know in our meeting Sunday where we'll be going.
Yes, I'm excited. That's a big
The more y'all get
everybody
people,
on the line, Philly Shine Radio.
The more,
X-Squad DJs will be on the Carnival Cruise Line next year. I'm going to be really in the bikini mood, like, for real.
And the more y'all get people to sign up, the less of y'all own.
I know, that's right.
That's all I can say.
I'm not going to pay nothing. All I'm saying is, y'all want to come see me in the bikini out on the boat, John? Me on a boat, John. I could definitely come through. Check a person out.
Okay,
well, I just
want to
say.